Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the KITP. I'm Lars Biltzen, the director here, and it's my pleasure to welcome you and tell you a little bit about the Institute and how you're going to spend this week. And I know people are still dribbling in. I always like to begin by asking, for how many of you is this your first time at the KITP? Raise your hand high. Okay, so that's great to see. For some reason, it's always a half or more, which is wonderful. Some claim it's always the same crowd, but it's nice for us to see that that's not the case. So what I want to do briefly is tell you about how these programs and conferences actually come to occur, since many of you may not know how we do that. So our prime funder is the National Science Foundation, and actually in 2 weeks we'll be there for our renewal of the KITP. But what I want to do most importantly is tell you how these programs come to happen. So we have an advisory board of about 17 scientists who work with us here at the Institute to define these programs. So this conference you're at is part of a long program on scattering amplitudes, and those programs are defined by you, the community, giving us ideas, proposals. In November, we typically take those and then work with our advisory board between then and February, sort of shaping the ideas we get from the community, interacting with the community to really define what's the right program to have. We do about a dozen programs a year. It leads to about 1,000 visitors. So it's a big operation, but I think it's really important to think about what new programs you may want to have. So while you're here, you can speak to, I'll be around probably at some of the, this isn't really my field, so I probably won't be in many of the talks. But you can speak with myself. I'm sure David Gross will be around. I think Steve Giddings has some experience and is here. I'm trying to see who else. Svi was on the advisory board, I'm sure. Yes, he's acknowledging yes. So he can help tell you that. Mark Bowick, who's a deputy director, Mark, if you can raise your hand, is also here. And so there's a number of us you can speak with if you have ideas of future things you'd like to do. Of course, we don't want to do the same thing 2 years from now. So we need something slightly different. But right now we're wrapping up planning through the summer of 2019. So that's just getting completed. So the proposals we'd like to see this coming fall would be for 2019, 2020. And we do that so that people can come for long periods. It takes that much time for people to arrange their schedule and get away from teacher relief. Okay, so please do think about that while you're here and spread the word. Everything that happens here at the KITP is recorded. So as you're going to see, the talks are recorded. It's important that the questions be recorded. So when Gabriela is doing the Q&A, he will go around with a microphone, and maybe he'll get help from Yaroslav to be sure that we get the questions as well as the answers recorded. It is also very important to us, and I think you'll find to yourself, that we do have time for discussion. So as you'll see, these hour-long slots are 40-minute talks with 20 minutes for discussion. That means you actually have time to ask an intelligent question, or not, time to think. And we really, that is something that Gabriela will set an example of what it means to have 20 minutes of discussion. And so I look forward to having that play out well. And if it doesn't, let me know. Also, when you give a talk, the talks can be downloaded online, so there should be instructions in your package on how to give those to Doug Eardley, who will get them online so that not just the video and the audio, but also your talk is recorded. Our staff are excellent, and they're here to help you. So Claudia is here. Raise your hand, Claudia. Of course, our conference coordinator, and so many of you have already been working with Claudia. And Craig Kunimoto is here doing IT. And so please do take advantage of assistance they can offer to you as you go through this week. They're all wearing name tags. Wireless is available, so it's up here, the KITP, and the password is there for those of you who may need that. And during the breaks are in the courtyard, which is in this direction. It's in the center of the building, and that's where our lunches, the breaks, and the dinners will be. Please do wear your name tags, because that lets our staff know that you're part of this conference. There is another program happening right now on massive stars, and they will all think that food is for them. So it is helpful if you wear your name tag so that we can make it clear who's there and who's not. The dinners are Tuesday and Thursday night. The building does lock at 5 o'clock, so if any time you should get locked out after 5, it usually happens on one of the dinner evenings, because you'll take a walk. You can just come back to the back of the courtyard. The caterers go in and out of that back door, so it's easy to get in the same way they do. If you plan to bring a spouse, partner, family, children, friends to dinner, please let Claudia know today so that she can change our dinner count and collect the fee. The shuttle also leaves promptly today at the end of the talk, and that shuttle schedule is on the schedule as well. And for those of you who need a ride to the airport or the Amtrak or any other location, please sign up for the shuttle on Friday. We'll be able to sort of help you. We're presuming, of course, all of you will be here till the bloody end on Friday, right? Yeah. Silence, okay. So this is gonna be a tough crowd. I think that's it. I think I want to thank Radu, who's not here, Gabriela and Yaroslav for all of their coordinating work. So let's give them a round of applause now. It does take a lot of effort on their parts to identify and attract the speakers and the participants. So it is important that that they've been able to accomplish that, and thank you. So with no further ado, I'm going to hand this over to Gabriela and let him run with it.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the hospitality and welcome on behalf of the organizers to all the participants. And let's start with our first talk by Johannes Hahn. There's been a small, well, a big change of title. The new title is Simplicity of Massive Scattering Amplitudes.